Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mother's Day Reality Spirituality Radio Show. That's right. Today we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Not we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day. Thank you for listening, and welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, and as every week, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I share with you what I've learned about this thing called happiness. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. That's right. I gave myself that title. That's right. And the reason why is, you know, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And like anything, whenever you ask the question and you throw it out into the universe, you will receive an answer. You will receive an answer. You will receive assistance. You will receive help. You will receive it all. Now, I'm not going to tell you how long it's going to take because this happiness train that I've been on has been decades. But let me share with you, especially new listeners, what I cover on this show. Today's topic is going to be celebrating Mother's Day. This is going to be my first Mother's Day without my mother. My mother died last year in October. And I really wasn't advertising it, but it's for reasons that, you know, I always get the program response of, oh my God, I'm sorry to hear that, the sad, you know, that energy of, oh, I'm so sorry, that kind of thing. I wasn't into sharing that news at that time. But anyway, if you've listened to the show, you've heard and you know that she died last year, and she left the family house with all of its contents to the handyman, which is still an issue that's up in the air. And I can finally laugh about it. Well, it took me about 14 days to laugh about that. But anyway, let me try to stay on track today. You know, I can go around and around in a circle because this topic, the topic of happiness, is why I'm on this planet. I mean, why it is my destiny, is my purpose to experience how to experience more happiness and share that with others. And it is my purpose and my destiny to share with the world everything I've learned, to share with what works and what doesn't work. This happiness, there is a scientific formula for it. And the formula only includes one person, and that person is you. There is absolutely no other person, no other circumstance. So it's not the weather, it's not your circumstances, it's not the people around you, it's not your family, it's not your rotten kids. It's none of that. This happiness comes from within. And what I like to do, not what I like to do, what I do on this show is share with you how to recognize and eliminate the behaviors, the common everyday behaviors that subtract from happiness, and how to practice the behaviors that add to happiness. It's very, very simple. Now, there's a whole long list of behaviors and practices that we all do, that we all were programmed to think, oh, that's normal. Oh, it's normal. Well, getting past the programming to it's normal, it's not normal. It's not normal. You were not born judging. You were not born having expectations. You were not born blaming somebody else for how you feel. You were not born comparing yourself to others. So all of these things that I share with you, all of the behaviors that I share with you that literally subtract from happiness, oh, look at that squirrel just bouncing around on the deck. Ah, hello, animals. Yes, I live in the middle of the forest without any cages. Hello, animals. I totally forgot my train of thought. Let me just say this. With this show, on this show, you are going to learn my definition. And again, this life, this journey, we are as different as our fingerprints. It is a one-on-one relationship with you and the universe. You can say God, higher power, spirit, energy, source, whatever label you want to give to this entity that is greater than we are, greater than man, that energy, whatever label you want to give is fine with me. I use the term universe. And the first thing I want to give you is my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace. And I'm talking about being rooted in peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is a practiced skill. So like any other gift, like any other passion, like any other craft, you have from driving to writing to organizing of an event to flower arrangement to being a surgeon to being a musician, an actor, all of that takes practice. Anything done well takes practice. You know, I'm a big sports fan, and we have two game sevens today. Oh, my goodness, NBA game sevens. And I'm going to watch both of them. But everything takes practice. And this happiness is a practice skill, which means the more you practice, the more peaceful you will be able to feel on this ride. This life is a journey of ups and downs. Even me. In fact, I think the universe picks on me and singles me out to give me the biggest practices. I mean, I listen, I've called them assholes before because these people, meaning the universe, they really like to stick it to me. They said, oh, you're a happiness specialist? Take this. Be happy with that. And I'm telling you people, I get the best challenges, I get the best lessons, trust me. This is my latest one. Oh, hello, happiness. And if you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1. I have a few callers in the queue, and I do recognize one number. Press the number 1 if you want to say hello. But I have to tell you my latest challenge because it is always something. And, you know, I thought about changing that sentence up, always something. Does that mean I'm always going to have something? It doesn't. No. It all depends on my perspective. But let me share with you the latest, what the latest is. Oh, my goodness. How many of you out there have heard of a powder post beetle? That's right. Powder, P-O-W-D-E-R, powder post beetle. Well, it seems that some of the cabinets in the kitchen are infested with them. And you know what? There are not a lot of people, not a lot. I have not found one exterminator that knows how to get rid of them yet. And I'm in a small town, and I remember a few weeks ago when I first discovered this, that's what this is. They're like termites, except for they're beetles. people, my dear audience, trust me, I was, this is serious. Oh, my God. I was frantic. I was, how do I stop this? How do I fix this? Calling this exterminator. I've gone through four exterminators that have never treated this situation. Four. So I'm just waiting it out, dropping my shoulders, and allowing the universe to just to work through it. And my job is, not my job, but my practice is to, number one, not take anything seriously. Number two, not think this is really important. It's going to work its way out. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? All the cabinets have to be torn out and replaced with new cabinets, because all the cabinets are wood. What does that mean? And it cost me thousands of dollars. I mean, come on. The trick is, what do you practice? So whatever you practice, it is going to come back to you. You are going to be able to automatically jump into what you practice. Jump into what you practice, knowing that everything has a purpose and a reason. Let me say this. The things that you practice that are going to add to your happiness, that are going to add to your peace, that are going to add to your contentment, that are going to keep you rooted in this thing called peace on this journey that is bumpy at the least, is making happiness, making this peace your number one priority. Committing to that, number one. And being aware in every moment that you are making, that you are choosing or not, peace over drama. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. When I first found out about these powder post beetles, surrendering was the last thing on my mind. I wasn't going to surrender to anything. I was going to resist. I was going to call, and there's a frantic energy that was underneath all of it. There's a frantic energy, and you know the difference between being, this is serious, this is important, frantic, my life is over, this house, oh, God, all of that energy, as opposed to just being peaceful, same situation, but why do I need the extra drama? Why do I need the extra anxiety? Why do I need the extra, over the top, worried? What am I going to do? How am I going to eliminate these beetles? Nobody knows how to do that. So it was a whole scene, man, 3 weeks ago. And now I see them and I wipe them up and I just wait until the universe brings me an exterminator that knows what they're doing. It's been 3 weeks, so I'm still waiting. Anywho, which brings me to the next practice, which is acceptance. Acceptance of every moment. Acceptance of the moment without judgment. Trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus. So on this show, you're going to learn how to avoid behaviors that subtract from happiness and what to practice that's going to add to your happiness. Happiness is the same as peace, contentment, same, same. Now, today's show is about mothers and celebrating Mother's Day. And like I said earlier, this is the first Mother's Day that I have not had my mother. But in reality, before my mother died, there was a feeling, a vibration that I had that I already accepted her death. Well, I have accepted her death prior to her dying, but accepting the fact that towards the end of her life, maybe the last few months, what was it, 6-7 months, it was probably more than that, She told me that she didn't want to have a relationship, but she told me not to call her anymore. She told me that she was basically, Jesus, she was done with our relationship. Now, my mother had a lot of issues, a lot of trust issues, a lot of distrust. And so toward the end of her life, she wasn't making decisions that she would have made when she was a lot younger. Let me just throw that out. But I want to say that forget my mother, because all of this comes down to me. Everything that I felt about my mother was my responsibility, and let me share why. One of the things that subtracts from happiness is labels, labeling anything. And when that label of mother, on my mother, I always was disappointed because I had expectations of what a mother was supposed to be like. I had expectations of what a mother was supposed to do. I had expectations of what a mother was supposed to feel like, about how a mother was supposed to act. And I'm telling you right now that my mother fell short on the majority of my expectations. And I had those expectations because I would see other people relating to their mother, other people being close with their mother. I would look and I would compare other people's relationship with their mother to mine. And it was always, I felt very grateful when I found these women that had horrible relationships with their mother and their mother. I remember friends of mine in high school, they actually physically fought with their mother. They went to blows. And I might have had a little bit of gratitude at the moment about how my mother and I have never had physical fights. But I sure did have a lot of other things to complain about. And my first point is this. The label that I put on her, the label of mother, and the same label with father or any kind of label, say husband, wife, best friend, whatever label you put on there, will be aware of, be conscious of, do you have expectations based on the label you are using for that person? If that person is labeled your best friend, you have expectations. What does the best friend do? Call you every day? Text you every day? Can they not call you when you call them? So the label is the problem. The other person is never the problem. It's always the label and the expectations and the judgments that you have. The other thing that was a big problem that, of course, my right hand is up, all was always my fault. Not only the expectations, but because all heartbreak, all disappointment and all heartbreak is eliminated without expectation. The only reason I have a problem with anyone, whether it's my mother, whether it's my neighbor, whether it's my coworker, friend, it doesn't matter who it is, son, the only reason is because I haven't accepted them or I don't accept them. I want them to be different. I want them to be different. I want them to think different. I want them to act different, do different. And usually, I'm just speaking for myself, usually I wanted them to be a little bit more like me because I thought my way was the right way, the be-all, end-all. Of course, my way is the best way. Be more like me. Can anybody relate to that? And this acceptance or lack of acceptance of anybody, and I don't care if it's people that you know, or people that you see on TV. It doesn't matter. But we're talking about mothers today. And if you have an issue, any kind of conflict with your mother, if she's still around or not, you could have conflicts while, you know, even though she's dead, having problems with issues, holding on to things, holding on. It's only because there is a lack of acceptance. And a lack of acceptance of anybody else comes from a lack of acceptance of self. The other thing that was really bothering me about my mother, let me say this, my challenges about my mother, was knowing that these people, I'm going to talk about my mother now, whatever characteristics I saw in them that I didn't like or that rubbed me the wrong way or that annoyed me or bothered me or irritated me, guess what? Guess what? Oh, this is a hard one. This is a hard one to swallow and accept. I had those same characteristics. I had the same things that bothered me about my mother. Oh, my goodness. Bothered me about my mother. Apparently, I owned them too. Now, that was a hard one to accept, but it's the truth. And the more I got aligned with the truth about acceptance, having expectations and putting judgments on a label that I'm giving this woman, as opposed to looking at her the way the universe looked at her and saw only perfection. And when I really got to a place where I could not really want to, but I could kind of get into her eyes and her feeling and her situation as opposed to the way I'm looking at it. You know, this woman, my mother, was raised in a huge family, and she was one of the children that were picked on. She was one of the children that was not, you know, it was the, you know how that you have a litter of puppies and one of them's always a little weaker and a little slower and a little, you know, there's the strong, active puppies and there's the little weak puppies. Well, she was one of those weak puppies. And why I wanted her to be different. I wanted her to be stronger. I wanted her to protect me. I wanted her to say you can do anything. All of the things that I wanted, I didn't get. But guess what? There's another layer to this. And the other layer is before I even got here, before I even materialized in this body, before I was born, guess what? I chose this woman to be my mother. I chose this woman. The universe chose her. This is no accident that I have this woman as my mother. This is no accident. I was supposed to experience everything I did with this woman. And I was supposed to feel a certain way, and I was supposed to be disappointed, and I was supposed to have these expectations just to realize, why can I not be peaceful with this woman? Because I always ask the question, why? And the more I accepted her, and the more I let go of my expectations of her, the more beauty, the more gratitude, the more positive things I found in this woman, who all before I could do was just find fault. Well, of course, I'm not finding fault with everything, but there were a few things. But when I looking back, and even the last few years, because this is a whole evolution of discovery, this woman, my mother was one of the most generous people, generous in giving. I mean, she shopped QVC, HSN, and was giving gifts to everyone. She wouldn't buy just one item for herself. She would buy five items and give them away. My mother didn't have a, there is a type of person, and I'm going to put myself into this too, that can have a plan, scheme, get over, you know, that kind of take advantage. My mother had none of that. She didn't even know how to take advantage of anybody else. Not at all. She didn't have that gene. She wasn't a fighter. No, she was. Oh, and you know what else was really I loved about this woman? That I don't care whatever kind of argument you had, whatever kind of discussion you had, whatever kind of problem, even if it was a big blow up, this woman would let go of that shit. She would let go of some big feud, some big confrontation, some big fight, argument. She would let go of that in a minute. She was not one to hold a grudge. She was not one to, you did this to me and I'll never talk to you again. She was not one of those. When you come to her and your arms are open, she had open arms too. Not a lot of people can do that. I can do that now, but trust me, I was a grudge holder for weeks, for months, for years. And I had people that I could hold grudges, even to this day. Not being invited to a funeral or not being allowed to go to a funeral, holding a grudge over, no. Even the people that didn't want me to go. Now, I'm talking about another situation. This is not my mother's funeral. No, another situation where, no, I don't want you at the funeral. Different family. I don't hold grudges over what anybody has done to me or anybody has said to me. I don't hold grudges. And I'm going to have to say that my mother was the example, was my first example of that. Because I saw countless times, hold on a second. Well, I'm on live on the radio right now, so I'm going to say I love you and happy Mother's Day, and I'm going to go back to the show, but I love you.
Oh, I tried to call in. All right, I'll try to call in.
Yeah, call in. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that's my number one son. So what was I going to say? What was I going to say? Oh, so, yes, she taught me that. She taught me that. Hold on a second, audience. Let me do this. Press number one. Okay. Let me see. Okay, back to the show. This is a reality show, live reality. Okay, so let's see. What was I saying? Okay. So, yes, I learned that from her being able to forget and drop it. In other words, just live in the present moment without hanging on to things and holding on to things. And I got to ask you that question. Are you able to let go of, having an argument? Or do you hold grudges? See, all that stuff subtracts from your peace and subtracts from your happiness. Hold on a second. 4, 6, 4, 9, 6, 1, 9. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say was, so now we know why there is, you have any issues with any person, including mothers. No acceptance. And also the label that you put on any person and having expectations of a label. Now, let's see. Hold on a second. Let's see. What else did I want to say about that? Let me see, audience. I'm trying to do five things at once, and I'm not doing anything. Okay, so acceptance, satisfaction. Now, the other thing I wanted to say about mothers is this Mother's Day holiday, the holiday for Mother's Day. If you've listened to the show, you know that one of the things about holidays that we've talked about is holidays being overrated. Holidays being overrated and holidays having obligations and strings attached to them. I'm going to throw this out. And forgive me if you're one of these mothers, but I got to throw it out. If for whatever reason your children don't call you or don't plan a big deal, whether it's breakfast, whether it's brunch, whether it's dinner, plan something, Mother's Day. If you have expectations of your children that, hey, this Mother's Day, you better be here. I'm not saying anything about it, but I want to let you know that there is some peace. Okay, scratch that. Giving your children the gift of there is this gift that you do not feel. In other words, giving your children the gift that they do not have to feel obligated to you is one of, on Mother's Day or any day, is one of the most loving and freeing gifts you can give to your child. That's right, that there is no obligation, that if they don't do something that you want them to do, especially on Mother's Day, that you're not obligating them to do anything. It is a gift of freedom. It is an example of unconditional love. When you let go and you let your children know that there are no obligations here, only what they are inspired to do. And when you let go of keeping them, you know what I'm talking about, you moms with the guild and, hey, what's, you know, Mother's Day, no, there's no plan, there better be plans. You know what I'm talking about. In fact, there was a show advertised that's going to be coming on. It's called Smothered with an S, Mothered with an S in front of it. These mothers, now listen, my hand's up in the air because I'm not up here looking and judging. I'm just letting you know that if you let those kids know that they are not obligated, just do what they're inspired to do, there's no obligation here, there is a burden that is lifted, a burden. That's right, because obligating your children is burdening your children. I'm sorry, but it is. And I'm saying that with both my eyes open because, you know, this show is, beware, if you got to put a seatbelt on for this. So the whole obligation thing, I'm just not into obligating a child or obligating anyone. Obligation is the opposite of happiness. Obligation is the opposite of the vibration of peace. And with that said, I think this Mother's Day show is over. Celebrate every day. Appreciate everyone every day, because there might be a day, that's another thing, having a certain day for it, all of the days, celebrate every day, celebrate everyone appreciate the days, appreciate the people in your life without obligations or strings attached. I'm just throwing that out there. Again, you can do whatever you want to do. It is Mother's Day. But I want to thank you so much for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have some videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime. Ooh, I don't know when, but I'm writing it. Join me again next week when I believe there may be a guest. I have no idea. I haven't gotten the confirmation email yet. But until next week, I want you to remember, my dear audience, who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Have a conscious week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.